Hello!
Hello!
If you'd like to listen to Running Commentary ad-free and get access to other exciting advantages...
And support us in our dotage.
Yes, subscribe to us on Acast Plus now.
Subscribe to the Plus and get the good stuff from us.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We run.
Let's go.
A bit.
Yeah, this is the first morning. Morning. Yeah, this is the first time I've had a run since.
Oh, are you sure? Well, you sure? We can walk if you want.
No. Let's see how it goes.
Well, keep monitoring it because we do not want the responsibility.
No.
We're running on Monday morning. Mid-April and
second day of the marathon to Sabla.
Yeah, okay.
This is the marathon stage after the first sort of 30k, sort of not warm up stage, but the first stage. So I'm used to it now.
How's it going?
I'm used to it. Do you know what? It was hot. It was obviously hotter than I thought it was. You can't possibly imagine how hot it's going to be.
Yeah.
But all the training I've done, I feel okay. I feel a little bit tired, but I feel pretty positive, and I'm getting my handle, getting my head around the food and stuff, and the sort of day-to-day admin you've got to do for the MDS. Some of the tent mates are really doing my head in.
Well, yeah, you might have to give up and go home.
Really doing my head in. But I look forward to it.
Well, I'm glad I can be here with you.
It's great that you can be with us. The weather, I mean, it's really well organised. Really well organised. My feet are holding up.
Yeah.
Shoulder? Just have to wait and see. My shoulder's absolutely fine, actually. I feel absolutely fine. It's just good to feel all that training, you know, all that training start to pay off, you know.
I'm worried that this game is going to make you pop. You're going to go off like George's dad in Seinfeld. Serenity now!
Yeah.
Serenity now! So, yeah, here we are. I am...
We're actually on the Parkland Way.
Milking the silver lining of Paul's disaster by getting out for a run with him on a Monday.
Yeah, let's do it.
We're in distinctly undesert weather. He messaged and said, oh, is it too rough? And I went, nah, and I left my house and then came through blooming sideways hail to get here. So I'm soaking wet and
But it's calmed
cold.
Down a bit now, isn't it?
Yeah. But that's none...
But it's still cold, yeah.
As keen watchers on the internet will know... Didn't happen, did it? What happened? Where did you get to? What? Last time we spoke, you had 48 hours to decide and the big bump on your shoulder.
Yeah. It just became obvious that it was an absurd undertaking. You know, I mean, it's just like, I won't line up for a parkland, for a park run like this.
Yeah, you said yesterday, you know, I don't know if I can run.
And it's hurting I mean, it's hurting a bit now. I mean, we'll see how it goes, but it's just like...
Careful.
It's just... it's just became just unrealistic. It's funny, isn't it, when something's a bit wrong, because you're the only one who's feeling it.
Yeah.
So, people...
But then I think for a while there... Just because of time as much as anything else. You just didn't know which way to go. But
well, no,
in the end,
I didn't.
At least you know when you know. You get a bit of clarity,
yeah.
A bit closure.
I mean, the good thing about it is I was wasting money right to the last second.
Great.
I was buying food. I was just, do you know what I mean? Just doing all the things that you need to do.
Yeah.
You know, right to the last minute. So I managed to waste as much money as I possibly could from the whole thing, which is gratifying.
Great.
Rachel...
But you're free and easy with money, aren't you, sir?
I'll happily spunk $6,500 on a race that I don't do.
Great.
And also to find that the...
You've really found your why.
Yeah, that my... that my insurance doesn't cover the race entry, which is good to know. I mean, obviously, I should have checked before. The thing is, I was just like, I'm gonna do it, whatever. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I'm gonna do this, and then it just became absurd.
Yeah, and it just became some really expensive Morocco hospital bills.
Yeah, it just became
funeral
ridiculous
bills.
Rachel took it well. She actually called me a drain last week. Just a pure fight. It was a bit of a spicy pre-work row, but it's just really life affirming to get called a drain by your wife. You know, 7:45 on a morning.
Well, just when your dreams of your next book are falling.
Yeah. just when the 3 months training are falling apart and you can barely lift your arm.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's got a point. Yeah. She does have a point.
Yeah. No, in all seriousness, I've had moments like that this year.
Yeah, so it's been...
Sometimes our lifestyle can financially be quite challenging for the spouses.
Well, yeah, so, I mean...
Subscribe to Running Commentary now for exclusive interviews and early
episodes. If the race had come
off,
it makes sense, doesn't it? But if it doesn't, it just doesn't make...
It never really makes sense. You're still spending 10 grand to run across the desert. Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it would have made sense as a plan in this context. But as a lifestyle, there's still questions.
Especially.
Like, as opposed to...
Because I'm not a bored CEO desperate for a challenge. I'm a guy who just likes running, you know, in a industry that pays progressively less and less.
You're the CEO of Running Commentary.
So
we've almost got a bank account.
Yeah, so it's been...
It's almost like a proper job.
It's been... It has been quite demanding. It's like,
final decision, was it just you? Or did Rachel say, don't be ridiculous? Or did a doctor say...
Well, no, a physio just said physio. This. I went to the physio, she just said... You just can't do it. It's just going to cause too much damage. I mean, it's a
was
funny...
Was Melissa or someone else?
I think it was someone else down in... It's
and where are you at? Tell us about your injury.
Well, I had an MRI on Saturday.
Oh, that's right. So we
I'm going to get the results in a couple of days. Have you ever had an MRI?
No.
They're really quite...
You have to lie very still in the tunnel, right?
Yeah, they're really quite... Because I'd never had one. They didn't really warn me.
Yeah.
If you were feeling a bit vulnerable... I think they'd be pretty terrifying experiences.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're very, very loud.
Yeah.
So you're in this tunnel.
Yeah.
You can't move. You've got to relax as much as possible. And there's like a sort of massive crashing and dins and crunches as they obviously get repeated images of your the affected area. I mean, I was so tired because I haven't been sleeping very well.
Yeah.
So I almost got off to kip.
And how long were you in there for? The tunnel.
It's about 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not nothing.
No, I don't think I'd like it.
And obviously I've spoken to some people who've been in there thinking...
Did you have to have your arms up over your head?
No, they're just by my side. They're just getting the affected area of the shoulder.
Yeah.
But if you're like stressed out and you're in there for a possible cancer diagnosis or something...
Well, exactly. My mum said a few this last year and it's tough. You've really... And also like she's always joking. She's very cool, my mum. But she has trouble with blood pressure.
Yeah.
Did you go to hospital and have to have like an MRI or whatever else, worried about various things, and, you know, and then they say, how's the blood pressure? It's like, how do you think it is?
Yeah.
You're stuck in a tunnel for an hour.
It's amazing how variable blood pressure is. I've sort of learnt that over the last few days. With the treatment. So I sort of made the decision then. So that would have been last Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah. And since you start filling your diary with gigs, out there doing the limp into comedy gigs.
Well, I've just sort of... I'm emerging from the... This is my emergence from the self-pity party, really.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't gig over the weekend. It's hard to gig because I can't move my arm very well, but...
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be looking for gigs next weekend to pay off some of that... The damage caused by the drain comment.
My gig in Skegness was cancelled. Well, right. Delayed. It should be happening in July. That's where I was going to be this weekend. So,
right.
If any of you listeners were coming to Skeggy, it doesn't sound like you were, because that's why they delayed it.
Yeah.
But in Paul's house, there's a brilliant poster, old railways poster, and it says Scarborough.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. It's a Scarborough.
Yeah, it is.
Scarborough, it's quicker by rail. But I saw it out of the corner of my eye.
Because of
course. And I literally thought it said, Scarborough, it's cold here.
Yeah. But it's, yeah, I've been doing a lot of drinking.
Yeah, good.
This last week.
Just that's the great way to fuel a pity party.
Well, yeah, yeah, totally. And Rachel was away for the weekend.
Right.
So.
Gosh, she's probably out gallivanting. How much is that going to cost?
Exactly, yeah. Rachel's been out draining the family coffers.
Was she
all weekend.
Going anywhere, or did she just go because she didn't look at you?
Yeah. She went to. She just found another fella who's got a bit more wedge behind him.
Yeah, yeah, and can put his arm up in the air.
It's fair
sake.
Enough, isn't it?
It's that CEO, the guy with the, yeah, the desert runner. I know him.
Yeah. But. On Saturday night, I was sort of aware it was going to be my last night drinking. I watched the football. But then in terms of, like, I just went really, in terms of viewing what I'm going to watch, I started off watching a film about Iraqi veterans come back to the States called Thank You For Your Service.
Right.
Very kind of schmaltzy, blokey. I then segue quite during this point to a really uplifting documentary on Netflix called Hitler's Sex Life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I, even in that state, couldn't stomach the wild projections and sheer conflated nonsense.
No, these choices seem strange.
Yeah, and then I went into a documentary on a terror attack in a shopping mall in Nairobi.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
I've already seen.
Right, right.
I was pretty down over the weekend.
You really know how to party, don't you?
Yeah, I was. I just descended.
My wife's
really.
Been watching that new drama about the lake on a windy day. It's called Ripley.
Oh, nice!
Oh, I've been waiting to do that for days.
Is that any good?
You said about telly.
Is that any good, Ripley?
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but she's staying with it. But
right,
I'm just passing on her opinion. But I don't know. I think they've missed it. I think Patricia Highsmith is absolutely fantastic. She's the anti. Agatha Christie, because the books are so kind of sensory and loose.
Yeah.
And then Ripley is such an incredible anti-hero, you know, really terrible person, psychopath. But he wanders into it, you know what I mean?
Right.
We're so used to these icy, structured baddies who have an evil, heartless plan. And like Matt Damon in the Minghella film, Ripley is someone who just, like, he's just wandering into, you know, getting further and further.
He insinuates himself.
And following his strange instincts in this kind of, it's just very unusual. And I think that Patricia Highsmith writes a very sort of sensory, it's weirdly like blooming H.E. Bates. Just this sense of it all happening in kind of heightened, colourful, sensory. Anyway, yeah. Andrew Scott, obviously brilliant actor. Comes along and he's like a sort of, it's like he knows what he's doing.
Right.
And it's all in kind of icy, locked off black and white, which seems like a very good, you know, nice style decision.
Yeah.
Per se.
Yeah.
But it feels wrong in context to
just
me.
A bit.
But I think it's key to note at this stage that I haven't seen it.
Right, yeah, yeah, fair enough.
I've seen like 1 second of it.
Fair enough. It's good to make it. You might as well make it.
I'm going
to
make a joke. I'm not going to watch it.
We've been watching a show called The Morning Show with Jennifer Aniston and Drew Barrymore. That's been great.
That sounds great a bit better television. Than the other stuff you said.
Yeah, no, it is. That stuff that Rachel. Yeah, if I'm down on my own, it can get pretty bleak.
Yeah, yeah.
But
and
it's fine.
Weird the way, but it's sort of following your wrong instincts, like Ripley.
Yeah.
It's funny the way you kind of lean into it, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm sort of aware that I'm doing it. It's a bit performative, really. Even the drinking by the end, I drank about 4 days on the trot.
Yeah.
Not getting hopelessly drunk, but just drinking a bottle of wine or something.
Yeah.
By the end, I was pretty bored with it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so boring.
It's that thing we always say at Christmas, when you start thinking, oh, I don't know what to drink now. Sick of everything. It's like, might be time to stop.
Yeah. But by the same time, I could see that for people who do drink every day, it is a system that sort of works.
Oh, yeah, there's a rhythm.
Because
a dangerous rhythm.
Yeah, because there's a rhythm to it. You wake up, you don't feel great, feel a bit better during the afternoon, and then you have a drink about six, and then you feel better again. I get it. I understand that rhythm. Do you know
absolutely.
What I mean? But it's like, it's just coming off the thing of being.
Let's walk this hill.
Yeah, it's just coming off the thing of being really, really strong. I've just found...
Oh, you've fallen off, haven't you? I mean, I felt like
I literally fell off. Yeah.
I was on a come down this week just from doing Brighton, you know. So I can't imagine what it's been like for you.
Yeah,
I was pretty low this weekend.
Well, talk to us. What happened?
Well, had a nice... I told you all about Brighton.
Yeah.
It was really good.
You had a really, really
super
solid run.
And I think once it landed, I felt
run.
Good about it as well. I don't think I... It was a good one for understanding my achievement afterwards. It's probably true of anyone who... is processing what happened in the marathon beyond just getting to the end of it. Even that, a lot of people come at the end. It's amazing when people come at the end of marathons, they've got good times or did what they achieved and say, oh, I didn't go that well, I didn't feel that great. You know, it's the Tuesday, the Wednesday when you feel, when you think, wait a minute, I did it.
Yes.
You know, I did what I set out to do. And and then you get to Thursday and you do have that moment. I say I wasn't really, though then, this is kind of funny, but I didn't reach out and talk to anyone. But here's to anyone... ever doing a marathon, that feeling on the Thursday, let's say Thursday, when your legs, you get up in the morning and your legs go, by the way, do you remember that marathon?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, yeah, that's just coming through now.
Yeah.
And you realise in that moment of kind of discomfort and pain that it's gone.
It's gone, yeah.
The world's over. It's
No
one, you know, if you're lucky, you might be able to talk to your people in your house about it a bit more, but let's face it, you've already bent their ear about it anyway.
Yeah. It's that sort of...
It's so transient.
You had the structure.
Yeah.
There's something so nice about race prep, isn't it? Because it rewards you.
Should you get these?
Yeah.
A couple of e-bikes lying soaking wet on the ground. Good times.
We'll have a triathlon.
Go on, jump on.
The race gives you a structure, and the more you commit to it, the more you get out of that.
Yeah,
and it's preparing.
Which means the more of an absence there'll be when that structure's gone.
Yeah. And you're giving and getting that instant feedback that running gives. I mean, the body's an extremely adaptive organism, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's incredible, isn't it?
And also interesting how you and I, as comedians, have this, because talking quite a lot over the weekend with other comedians, and they were young performers who are... Well, different amounts of time in comedy.
Yeah.
Experienced professionals, but younger and less in it, less time than us.
Yeah.
And both these people were coming from different areas of performance.
Right.
And partly talking about the industry of getting sort of agents and pitching and developing and stuff like this.
Yeah.
And partly just talking about the actual physicality of doing shows. Just saying it's so immediate. So that's the great thing. If you do any other kind of creative writing, like when I had the interview with Ben Wilbond.
Yeah.
If you can get up on stage and get laughs,
it's amazing.
It's right there.
It's amazing.
And a run is like that. It's just
look
at this flower. Sorry, that's like a pink bluebell. It's absolutely beautiful. I wonder what it is. I just realised we walked up that hill and we did not start running again. And we won't start running again until we've gone down this slippery hill.
It's amazing what it gives you. But the body adapts quickly. But that goes both ways. So people say, all that training you did, it's not going anywhere. The fact is, it does. The fact is, after 5 days, I mean, tests show that your body's 5 days with no activity after doing loads, it starts to tail off.
Now it's
2 weeks in. It's going to take me a month at least to get back to what I was.
And it quickly goes. And I think at an emotional level, it's time to, you have to, this is bad, giant leaves, this is a problem. At an emotional level, you're that's counterproductive to where you need to be, because you need to let it go before you can move on.
A little bit, yeah.
And you're actually thinking, if I let it go before I move on, I'm losing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's that funny sort of mindset that I was getting into as well that I need to think about, of like, and I got it before the sub three, and I felt going into it the last couple of weeks before I ended up not doing the marathon to Sable, of like feeling really tough.
Yeah.
And getting into that really like a little bit sort of slightly angry, tough kind of mindset.
Yeah.
But it comes from feeling sort of, there's a power in it as well, that feeling of like, I'm just running, or I'll run fast now, I'll run slow now, I'm running up a hill now, I'm doing this now. I'm just running now. Do you know what I mean? Whatever running asks of me, I can fold this in.
And the negatives become positives.
Totally. It's raining, who cares?
Yeah.
25 miles in the rain, who cares?
Yeah, I remember last time I ran a really strong half, I think that one I did in Loughborough.
Yeah.
I just remember so clearly, it was just lightly hilly. It wasn't a hilly.
Yeah.
But it was gently up and down, it kind of undulated. And I just thinking, when I'm going downhill, I'm going fast.
Yeah.
When I'm going uphill, I'm pushing and I'm going fast.
Yeah.
And it just felt like every every kind of incline was a gift that made me be strong.
Everything's food. It's all food. Exactly. It's all feeding you.
I'm taking more flower photos.
And it's a well, go for it. It's beautiful, isn't
it?
I bet it'll be amazing in Highgate Wood today.
Yeah, I'm just going to. It's going to be beautiful.
And that's a funny and strange sort of mindset, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know
and
what
there's
mean?
Negatives to it, I think. I think you have to remind yourself that it's always temporary.
This is what leads
often other people online. We talk about it. Do you want to run? Should we run a bit more?
Yeah. A little jog. It's hurting my arms. It just feels weird. It feels. We'll talk about what's happening with it. Later,
yeah. Well,
but
we can walk for.
No, that's fine.
Okay. I was just going to say, often people talk about losing their mojo and stuff. I think if you train hard for events, you've got to get used to an idea, even if your MDS doesn't get cancelled last minute, of the ebb and flow of that feeling.
Yeah.
When you've got it, that feeling of power, that feeling of being in charge of your own machine, that we talked about before, the sports car kind of purring at the curb when ready to go, you know, you can't keep that up. You can't live like that.
You can do it for months. Yeah, yeah.
But you can't do it all year and all the next year. There's an up and down about it. And another thing about it is, I think that when, I don't know if there's any blooming biological traction in this theory at all, but I think I find when I train hard, I feel like it's making me a little bit testosterone-y.
Oh, yeah, yeah, totally.
It's a kind of raggy edge.
Yeah, yeah,
totally. Which is great for performance. Well, not great when you're like driving and stuff. Yeah, hey, what the hell do you think of playing that?
Well, it's funny, but that's what I mean about the toughness thing. And for me, it's like
tough me there.
It's that's not necessarily the best part of my personality.
No, no.
Do you know what I mean? My life's about being creative and whatever. Life's relational. Life's this and that. And you get into that mindset. You're a bit on your own with it, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it's a funny. It's something that I like to dip into, but
and
I'm aware
kind of
that it's a little
it's
bit
very
dysfunctional.
Very hard to be creative and learny in that space.
Yeah, yeah, because it's like
because you're moving forward, you're reactive.
It's reptilian. You feel like a reptile. You feel like
that's right.
It's deeply pleasurable, but deeper, but really odd.
It's a reptile dysfunction.
Well, now,
oh, the wordplay today has been high end.
I'm just, I just feel damaged. But, you know, just got to let it happen.
Come, we're going to walk through these woods. I'm going to pause the thing, and we're not going to feel bad about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it just feels like there's lots of move. It feels like my shoulder's sort of a bit moving and untethered. There's still the bump there.
Yeah.
Which I've done research. Might never go. You might just end up with a little bump on your shoulder.
Yeah, yeah.
And I might have pulled some muscles in my neck. This pain's going up into my head from my neck. And it's just sort of, you know, it's just one of those.
You're going to have to find some way of embracing this space, this healing time, you know?
Yeah,
interesting what you were just saying about...
I'm really not used to the concept of healing. Healing myself and all that self-care stuff. It's not something that comes naturally to me, but...
Yeah, and that sense of running and resting and you know, getting better and just taking the time. It's difficult, isn't it? It's funny because me and Julia went on holiday last week. We went to... And, of course, she's still recovering.
Yeah,
she
absolutely.
Had the school holidays...
Something a lot more
after
tough than I
had. Appendicitis. And that was really good because she was saying... We were both saying that she would not have been able to embrace... She's like that. She'd have just... She would not have taken time.
Yeah.
If she, what am I trying to say? If they signed her off her job for 3 weeks and she wasn't allowed to go in, but it was still going on, she'd just been rattling around at home feeling guilty and trying to do it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But instead we got some time. And then this week...
Well,
we
you shouted, drain!
Drain on us!
How's the drain today? Morning drain!
The good thing is, it hasn't stayed with you.
No, we've laughed about it since, to be fair.
We were laughing about it now.
You know what, she's just annoyed by the fact that when I first had the...
Does she get to still get to go on our holiday to Morocco?
Yeah, yeah. When I first fell over, she said, well, listen, we don't know what's going to happen now. Just check insurance that you're covered for the event. And if you're not, get new insurance and we can claim for it in a few days and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
And of course, I didn't do that.
Didn't do that thing.
Because I was just like, I'm doing it. It doesn't matter. It was too real.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she's got every right to be annoyed at that very basic oversight.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fair enough.
Very basic and very expensive.
Yeah.
I say we went to Southwold last week for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And it was between, didn't take the running shoes.
Right.
No running, no exercise. Julia can't run
right.
or do strenuous exercise at the moment, though we did some excellent walking. And no children.
Right.
Of course, Buzz gone back to university. Daisy stayed home and revised and revised and revised.
Brilliant.
And we're just feeling that sense of... It's a bit scary sometimes because you feel like you're retired.
Yeah, yeah.
But then that was a nice thing as well because we saw her aunt and uncle who are, you know...
who are retired.
Obviously, our mum's and dad's generation. And they're in good form, you know. They're living the good life, having a good time. They're engaged. Yeah. They're in the world. The night in the pub with them was excellent.
Yeah, nice.
And another day in the pub the next day playing cribbage.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. Young things. Yes. Excitement.
Yeah.
But it's like I didn't introduce the cribbage. Anyway, we were just saying about how trying to find that chill energy when you come back to real life and you're doing stuff, to remember the two things about it. One, just to be calm.
Yeah.
And two, to be okay with not knowing what you're going to do next.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It seems so obvious, but that is sort of kind of what you go looking for when you go on holiday.
Yeah, because with this what's happened, everyone's saying, oh, never mind, you'll do it next year, or never mind, do the race to the stones, or never mind. And it's like, just got to get this better first.
Yes, that's right.
You know, but I get what people mean, because, I fancy the race to the stones, but it's like... Let's just see where I am, you know.
Yeah. Well, and also, here's a good comparison, because this is the first day of my official training for the Race of the King.
Right.
Which is lovely. Yeah. Sorry to say it.
No,
but I'm just saying, talking of drinking and structure, you know, I've got now 2 months to the day.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to do on any given day.
Yeah.
I've done a proper kind of manifesto. I've revised all my health and fitness rules. So it's no drinking. Do my exercises 4 times a week. Do my 5-minute plank 6 times a week. Do yoga whenever we can. And then rules about food.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I'm fitting, working around it, looking at my diary, when I'm going to be. And basically, structure.
Yeah.
Structure.
Yeah.
And then that lovely thing that leans on, which is what you have had, which is all those easy running.
Miles. Totally. Which is deeply pleasurable, and it's something that people who don't run don't understand.
No.
How pleasurable it is when you're fit and in the right mindset to set off for a three-hour run or something.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're in the right headspace. That feels great.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to really enjoy this.
Yeah. I'm still not very good at that. You know, the last long runs in the run-up to the... Well, my two best training runs for Brighton were the long one with you and the long run with Tony Audenshaw.
Yeah.
And the long ones I did here in town were great, and there was some power in there, but... I often spend the first hour or two going, oh, this is going to be so hard today.
I know what you're saying.
Oh, and what am I going to do? What am I going to do with my brain on this run?
They tend to get better the longer you do. I mean, I was reaching the stage with MDS where it was taking me an hour to feel warmed up and loose, you know,
and then
getting into it. And knowing that you're going to feel a bit different, you know, after a 5-6 hour run, it's like 3 days in one, isn't it? It's different beans when you get home.
With this current situation, it's also like 4 seasons in one day.
Four
seasons in one day.
So yeah, we'll wait and see. And also hanging over it is the book. What happens with the book?
All of that you have to. I think that you should maybe. This would be my tip, and it could be absolutely useless. But I reckon the only date you need to set for plans to do with books and running or whatever else is to set a date some time in the future from now and say, right, I'm not going to think about that till then.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll start thinking about what I'm going to do next in May or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because otherwise you're gonna be.
I mean, I spoke to my agent about it, and
he said you're a drain.
He said morning drain. Word gets round. Start the clock. It's drain time.
Yeah, you're not in the WhatsApp group.
How did you get my number? I mean, I feel slightly guilty about it because the people at Bloomsbury. Have been really understanding about it. And it's limped on for quite a while, this book, and deadlines have extended and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was saying, well, maybe I can do another event and stuff, and the agent saying, maybe this is, it might turn out that this is the end of the book and the book becomes something a bit different. And But also for them, it gives them control over the end of the book, because what's to say... Oh, this time next year, and then I get run over by cats.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like it's not a 20% of the people, well, I think it's 15 to 20% of the people who sign up for Marathon de Sable don't make the start.
Yeah, that's right. And the other thing is that in the wider scheme of things, you know, when it's a creative project set in real life with variables, it's not just the Marathon de Sable. This happens to books.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And films and people and ideas, Edinburgh shows, you know. Yeah, yeah. Plans. It happens to plans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That, you know, make God laugh telling me your plans sort of thing.
Yeah,
it's like every year is different.
Any tadpoles in the pond? I think we're a bit too early. It is. You were right, though. We're in Queenswood, and it's like the sun is shining now.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Little green leaves on all the trees, and it just giving us a little bit of shade, right? But for the first time, this grass growing on this muddy bit over here.
Do you think the bluebells will be out in Highgate Wood?
I think it's bluebell time.
Yeah.
You might see
some. Because that's one of the natural wonders of the world, isn't it?
Yeah. Are you going to take me to the place where it happened?
God, it will be a bit triggering. Yeah, I will take it. Yeah. Wouldn't it be incredible if I was run over again by dogs?
I think at this pace, you'd be able to stay up.
Well, no, I think I would. I think I'd be fine. I think I'd just plant my feet and be okay.
Yeah, yeah. Shame you didn't do that then. Too soon?
A bit too soon. It was just so quick.
Yeah, yeah.
You just don't expect
it. Well, like we were saying, you got whipped down. You didn't just fall down.
No, I got smashed down. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
In fact, one of the dogs started shouting, 1, 2, yeah. 8, 9, out!
And you were down there, idiot, cut me!
Me trapped.
Idiot.
I was also aware of...
I want to reach out, I don't know who it was, but last time I did, you talked to the count and I reffed Adrienne, someone got in touch and said, I got it, Rob.
Yeah.
You jumped straight to the end of Rocky, and I understood.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I appreciate that level of understanding. I did I improvised a Herald of Free Enterprise joke in my set the other day, and a couple of people in the audience laughed a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thank them for following me down that rabbit hole of time and offensiveness. And so on. These bluebells are quite good.
Yeah, they're nice.
And we haven't crossed the road yet. This could be good.
They're beautiful.
It's interesting. It really is a thing, spring. You know, it's a good time for you to be making, changing and making new plans. Because life is definitely moving on. Life finds a way.
Absolutely, of course, of course.
And you don't get much signs of spring in the desert.
No.
You know?
But there's that sense of, like, I miss the kind of sort of spiritual cleansing of the desert as well. That thing of, like, you go to the desert for things to get stripped away a bit, don't they?
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? I was gearing up to that as well.
Yeah.
And instead I ended up pinned to the ground by the weight of my own rucksack like a human beetle with tins of tomatoes everywhere.
Ruff,
feeling
two,
pretty stupid.
Three, four,
he's out!
He's out there!
Oh no, here we go, look. There we go. Can't even get in.
Oh no.
This really annoys me.
He doesn't like
this. Really annoys
I can't
me.
Can't believe I've...
What with all the wind and everything? What with all the wind we've had today? All those high winds.
There were high winds. No, but, I was worried about...
No, but shut the hole.
Yeah, no one shuts Clissold Park Street.
Come on, mate.
There's the...
absolute farce.
Why does that make you so angry?
Do we...
Well, I need the... So we can't get into the toilet.
No, we can't.
We can use that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's do that.
Unless we chase our steps.
Well, let's just walk. We can just do a little turn around Queen's Woods. Isn't it weird that they shut Clissold...
Careful, don't trip over me.
They'll shut Highgate Wood, but... Queenswood seems all right. A lot of trees in Queenswood.
Let it go. Let it go if you can.
It makes zero sense.
You know the little curve of the new river that they've lately done. It took them ages, but they recovered the quite long bit from Green Lanes to Seven Sisters Road.
Right. Yeah.
You know the little bit from Seven Sisters Road to the reservoir.
Yeah.
Which you can't run around there either, can you?
Well, I did the other day. Is that because of the tree that fell over?
Bastard! The tree fell down. It's all locked up.
Didn't stop me, mate.
Cool.
Didn't stop me, mate. I've vaulted that fence, and I took on the tree.
And you stayed up.
Yeah.
This is it.
It's health and safety gone barking mad. For people who don't know, I don't know whether we explained that bit that well. Jogged Highgate Wood, they've shut the park because it was windy for about 20 minutes this morning. So that means the park's shut all day. Did this kind of thing happen pre-pandemic? I don't think it did. I think it's made us all a little bit quick to shut things down for some sort of fairly nebulous health and safety reasons. And here we are in Queen's Woods, full of trees, completely still, absolutely beautiful. Don't shut that. I mean, thank goodness we get to walk in it, but yeah, I find it pretty bleak and slightly enraging. Why can't we just take our own risk, assess risk, and just proceed like we want to proceed? But anyway, here endeth the party political broadcast on behalf of the Freedom People's Charter. Freedom to run where you want.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Was that all right? How were you greeted? Did you have to make any...
I made contact with
the guy behind the counter.
And I just, it was a lovely gesture conversation.
Oh, right, that's
she
good.
Was serving.
Right.
So I did a gesture that said, do you mind if we use the toilets? And he did a great gesture. I think he might actually be French. And if he isn't, it was quite Francais, the way he kind of went, of course.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
A Gallic shrug.
The lips, the reverse smile, but it was very friendly. I've very included. And then coming out, you saw me coming down the steps there.
Yeah.
Following that guy drinking his drinks, going very slowly because he's carrying hot drinks down a flight of steps, and just gently humming. And I thought, that's it. There's someone who isn't rushing on to the next thing.
Yeah. Well, he hasn't realised he's locked out of Highgate Woods yet.
No. Or there's some bloke behind him going, come on, mate.
He's having a... Recording a podcast, isn't it? Coffee before he goes to Highgate Woods in this very still spring morning.
I think while we're enjoying...
There's a flicker of a breeze on those reeds. Careful!
I think the best thing to
do while
we're enjoying Queenswood now is for you to be angry about Highgate Wood all the way through it.
Enjoying the woods, everyone. Careful. There we go.
Apart from your non-specific rage issues, I think that the fact that I was like just about an hour ago, I was running through Clissold Park going, oh my God, it's like people were throwing buckets of chips of ice at me.
Yeah.
It's a slightly different take.
Yeah.
But it's true. The person someone should be watching the sky with the keys and running out to unlock it, shouldn't they?
You'd have thought so. It might be open later in the day. It doesn't matter. He's fine.
Well, wait outside!
Let it go.
What time do you call this? So much for us going to our pilgrimage to the trip spot.
And also our little...
I don't know what that bird was. That was something really unusual. I don't even know what it was.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I know. It was kind of orangey, creamy thing.
Dog alert. Running dogs alert. Possible injury.
Let's get him again. You've got a spaniel and a viber on a plane.
Just playing playfully.
They're pretending
just nice
to play.
And yeah,
before they wait for you to get closer.
Before they sprint at a diagonal angle to turn me over on exactly the same spot. It's going to make me a tad timid, what happened. For a while, at least.
Yeah. Well, that's valid, isn't it?
And the ultimate irony, of course, is that I absolutely love dogs. I mean, I'm crazy about dogs.
Well, you said a couple of weeks ago you're a pushover.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. You're getting closer and closer to
it. Can you imagine? Oh, God.
You got quite close to them. Well done. I'm impressed.
Yeah. So, yeah, I get the results of the MRI on Wednesday. Wouldn't it be funny if there's just nothing wrong at all?
Well, I don't think But I think, well, that's interesting.
What are you on about?
Well, what do you think?
Weakling, drain, you paid for this.
But it's interesting, isn't it? I was thinking that the other day. And
you
I just,
paid for even
I'm
this.
I'm not trying to...
Loser!
You've seen Moonstruck, right? One of the great films.
Have
yes.
I seen Moonstruck? I don't know. I probably have, but I don't think I've
seen
it as many
seen
times
Moonstruck.
As you. Talk me through the plot and I'll tell you what
sure.
Is it a bit like Thank You For Your Service? Is it like that?
Thinking about
just basic, actually, just basic
just
mail, damaged
your
mail
Netflix,
stuff.
Netflix viewing history, and I don't think you have watched Moonstruck.
And is it structurally similar to Hitler's sex life?
I don't know anything about Hitler's sex life.
So go on then, Moonstruck with Cher.
Yeah,
I think I might.
Nicolas
Cage.
God.
Oh my God, here he goes.
Ah, dog.
Sprinting
yeah, welcome
towards
to
me.
My world. That's the funny thing is, in
and
real that,
but
life,
that's what
it's
I thought.
Actually just me.
That's what I thought, yeah. I'll be like, hold them, control your dogs. It's all right, Rob, what are you on about? Just
Dustin Hoffman, Marathon Man.
Yeah. Release on the dog!
Those people think that I just yeah.
So go on then, Moonstruck.
Well, I'm worried now about plot spoiling.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, who I love.
Okay, now, if you want to watch Moonstruck, I can strongly recommend it.
Good old Nicky.
And if you haven't seen it, you should really cover your ears for about 2 minutes right now.
Right.
Okay, so Nicolas Cage is Danny Aiello's younger brother.
Yeah.
And 5 years ago, not you, you're supposed to listen.
Okay.
Oh, forget it.
No, go on then. Danny Aiello, who I also love.
Oh, yeah. Well,
do the
I'm
right
sure.
thing. I mean, he's great.
See, Moonstruck is an absolutely fantastic film.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Danny Aiello and Cher get engaged.
Right.
But it's all quite transactional, and he
yeah,
actually asks her because he's going off to Italy to because his mum's dying, right? And he says, while I'm over there, can you make contact with my younger brother? I haven't spoken to him for 5 years.
Right.
5 years ago, he was chatting to his younger brother, Nick Cage, on his wedding day.
Mm.
Nick Cage is a baker. He bakes bread, and he sweats.
Yeah.
And he...
I already like him.
On the, it's a great... Yeah. Have you really not seen this film?
I don't think I have seen this film.
All right. And literally, you watch it. We'll talk about it next
okay,
week.
Okay, cool. I mean, I already want to see it.
Yeah.
I watch it. At what stage does Hitler appear?
Well, that's the great thing.
He's not in it at all.
He's in it less than he's in Dad's Army.
Look, here you go. Look, the dog's there just celebrating,
but
ruining someone
I want
else's
you to, I've got it. I can lend you it, or you'll find it, I'm sure.
No, I'll have a look
and
at
then,
it.
And
oh, bless them. Look at them.
There's four, five little dogs here, and they
really
they are at kind of trip height.
Yeah. Just happy.
And one of that,
just happily
a lady
wallowing
rolling
in
around
fox,
in the mud.
Fox poo. And that's the owners.
These trees are coming down.
Are they?
There's a wind blowing at the
yeah.
top there.
Well, they cut one at the corner of Clissold, didn't they, recently? They cut one down.
Yeah. That's it. Well, I wonder if any of our listeners will get in touch and understand why we need to talk about Moonstruck right now. But I thought you'd seen it.
Can you not talk about it sort of tangentially?
No,
sort of thematically?
Can't do it.
Okay, cool. Fair enough.
Can't do Fair it. Wolf without a foot.
Should we go the road less travelled because of some bluebells?
Yeah, yeah. I thought some. Well, why don't we go and look at the bluebells in Highgate Wood?
Yeah, let's do that. I'm sure. I mean, on a still spring day like.
No! Garlic! Every time! He's livid! He's ruined us. Another thing has been ruined! Look, I bent down to get a picture of these bluebells and the sun came out.
Beautiful.
It was pretty special.
Let's just enjoy what we've got here in Queenswoods, which is right next to Highgate.
For what we've got, thankful for what we've got.
Yeah.
So, here
and
we are.
Yeah. And
running
I'm
slower and slower.
One day in, one day without booze.
Slower and slower.
Feeling strong.
Yeah, as I say, I've been drinking a lot the last couple of weeks, and it's been really nice having Judy around, but also really, but she not. And oh, she got cold. We got home from holiday, and then
right.
She had a nasty cold. But of course, it feels just like bad luck. But she's much more susceptible to that stuff.
Yeah.
But it really wiped her out, and that was a shame. And it was lovely, this little, just a mini break.
Yeah.
To the seaside.
A lot of people, I mean, breaks around the summer year, isn't
yeah.
it? I mean, I suppose I got one as well without really wanting one, but What was a good? Yeah, it's not great being on painkillers all the time either.
No,
it's just not a great feeling. No, my digestive system's been fine, actually. I know
that's good.
No, it tends to mess that up, but that's been fine. But just that general feeling. I started to get sort of tighty kind of chest pains a little bit.
I'm
going to just wean myself off them as much as I can. It's just
someone
just
got in touch and said
it?
About the old ECG, the runner's ECG, and they said they had some experience with that, and that luckily the person who did it was a runner, so they said this is a thing that happens. And they're still running now. So
that's one good. That is one good thing that came out of it is that my heart's in really good shape.
Yeah,
and it's worth spending £800
so
to find that out.
So that's one ticker.
Ticker.
That wasn't as good as Ripley or erectile dysfunction. I'll give you that. But I gave it a go.
Here we go.
So we're coming around the back end of Queenswood. I saw that strange... It's like a woodpecker, but it was kind of orangey beige. And I'll get in touch with Tony Audenshaw. Sure, he'd know.
Tony Audenshaw.
Do you know...
What's he running for?
Who was the caller who started the Brighton Marathon.
No, who?
The caller?
Yeah.
Was Paula.
Really?
It was Paula Radcliffe.
Oh, my goodness.
Mighty Paula Radcliffe.
Good for her.
Run it well.
Amazing.
Run it once.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Or playing hide and seek. Did you used to do that when you were little? That's what I'd do if I was a...
Yeah, 1, 2, 10, 20.
But do you know who...
Someone should do some observational comedy about that. The quick count for hide and seek. I'm counting to 100 starting now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
You're not counting right. You're not counting.
50.
No, it's not proper. It's not proper.
Send no false alarms. Got you. Start again. Take off the ground.
But, of course, I missed Steve. It just felt very... Felt like the yin without the yang.
Yes. All right.
It's like if we had Paula and Steve starting the Brighton Marathon, it would be a little bit like the Liam Neeson policeman in the Lego movie. It's like, I'm on my desk by tomorrow morning. Or whenever you fancy. Steve would be there.
No need to run. I really miss Stevie. Crouching by the side of the road. It's happened again, she said. Bloody painkillers. I know what you mean, love.
They haven't tightened her up like you thought they might.
I ran off. Got a bit of paper.
I've got a little muscle pull in my back.
Right.
Which is nothing to your injury, Paul.
No.
And I want to be clear on that.
No. Come on.
But mate. I need to be... I've been having a bit of trouble emotionally in recent days.
Right.
Do you know how I pulled this muscle in my back?
Go on then.
I was straining.
Really?
I was becoming impatient.
Yeah.
So I really, really gave it a go.
Yeah. That can.
And there was a little twang there.
Yeah.
And honestly, nothing makes me feel.
What,
older,
when you say
more
when you
decrepit.
Say twang, do you mean a member of the Birmingham Four Piece in the bathroom with you? Were they called twang? Were they called twang?
I don't know if that's a band. I do know how obscure that joke is, even if they were. I feel like they are a band because I can see it in capital letters with a twang was a failed, a really disastrous, famously bad. Well, not necessarily bad, but unsuccessful musical.
Right.
I think about Robin Hood. So the twang was the twang of the arrow coming off the bow.
Bad title.
They had loads that's of money and Anthony Newley and all this kind of stuff, and it folded after like 9 days.
Yeah, that's a poor title. But so whereabouts in your back?
Low down on the rib cage on my left.
Right.
Just a tiny thing, frankly. Yeah. I don't think I'd even noticed, except that I know that I achieved it in this ignominious and almost entirely self-inflicted moment.
Yeah.
And you know. I'm all right with my fitness right now. Enjoyed the Brighton Marathon.
Yeah.
Feel ready to face down this.
Do you
next
feel ready to let it
100K?
Yeah.
But I have got to resolve my plumbing issues because
yes.
it's just
such
a downer.
Yeah.
Sundays, if you put that along with, I don't know, doing comedy to audiences who are all half one's age.
Yeah.
It can be a little bit
confrontational.
A little bit demoralising.
Yeah.
But going back to, I was going to say this before we were locked out of heaven, like Bruno Mars. Into the park, vault the fence.
Or just
due to
the Queens wouldn't enjoy
due
the
to a gust of wind recorded at 8:15 a.m. this morning. We've shut the park until further notice. Day off, lads. Day off. Full pay. Day off.
See you in the pub.
They were always going to have it closed while you were in North Africa. It was just you weren't supposed to notice. Yeah. He hates it when we close. When he goes to North Africa, that's we should close there. He's still in town. Invent a sign. Right, make a sign. We can't open it today. It is something we've talked about before, but it's very, very real.
Yeah.
The catharsis of doing any long run, an event, but particularly, in my experience, an ultramarathon.
Yeah.
I just suddenly... It's so interesting that I kind of planned that emotional... Mm. The whole thing for the Race of the Stones for me was such a pilgrimage.
Yeah.
And it really did move me from somewhere emotional to somewhere else, you know?
Yes.
And I was... And it's that's a complicated thing to do deliberately.
Yeah.
It's a bit like the training for a run, the sense that you're still trying to create... You're trying to create a situation where something can happen rather than... You can't make it happen. You can only set it up and invite it to happen. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. You're creating a scenario where at some point you'll be in massive self-inflicted discomfort.
Yeah.
And you push into it. And that's the best thing that can happen.
That's a doorway.
Yeah. And that's what you want. Yeah, that's idea. Yeah. That's winning.
Yeah. And what I didn't... Again, I can't... It's quite weird because I look back now and I think... When I look back to the Banner Brecheniog, the second one, the mountain ultra...
Yeah.
I can never remember the thought process. I often can't remember when in the year it was.
Right.
And I was looking at it again the other day with this being the season, you know, the Brighton, then Manchester, then the London Marathons. And I'd totally forgotten that I did them all... That it was all back to back.
Yeah.
Because it was, what was it? It was Brighton, then London, then Banner Brecheniog, and it was 2 weeks between each.
Right.
And
intense little thruple there.
But the whole thing about the Banner Brecheniog was that it was so. It was the opposite of that planned emotional. That you know, the fact that the Race of Thames was all about my dad. With the Brecon Beacons, it was like I just went away, not just from England.
Mm.
And not just the fact that my phone ran out. It was like a retreat.
Yeah.
You know? And sometimes in my memory, things that happened before then seem longer ago. And
That's interesting.
It was an absolute cleanse.
Yeah.
And...
That's what you're after, isn't it, with these long events?
Yeah. And that strange thing, again, that I seem to have, on the one hand, invited that into my life, and on another level, it's completely took me by surprise.
Mm.
It's very strange. Yeah. And so from that point of view, I don't know what the next experience is going to be, but that's okay, of course.
Yeah.
So this is the bit of the woods where we get the wooden enemies as well as the bluebells, but there's a few bluebells.
There's a few bluebells popping up.
It's not, I mean, it's not that many.
No.
But, oh, look at this robin.
Oh yeah, bless.
That's scared, is it?
Hello, baby.
Hey, mate.
Hello. Yeah. Have you been to Highgate Woods this morning?
I can, mate. Just fly.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I think I'll just fly over, mate. Yeah, not bothered.
That's
yeah.
not a problem.
Yeah, bothered, not bothered. Not Deal bothered. With it. Yeah. There's advantages to being a robin. Don't want to boast.
Just flitting around in front of us.
Very confident, but not singing, which makes you think that it's a female robin. I think it was a male robin. He'd be going, "Sign off!
Right.
You get out of it! These are my woods!"
So, yeah, there's lots of people did... There was Manchester Marathon at the weekend.
Yeah, that was huge.
Boston, is Boston today?
I think it's today.
Yeah, 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 we've got... Cartledge is doing Boston.
Nicola Cartledge is doing Boston. Good luck, Nicola. Yeah. And Helen Thorne.
Is she doing Boston as well?
Yeah, yeah, Boston's she's over there. I think that also Helen's mum died recently, so condolences there. That's never any fun. So all the love to you. And I hope that, again, in light of what we're saying, a marathon...
Can help.
In grief can be a good thing.
It can certainly help, yeah.
I did the... had that weird moment where I did the... went and didn't do Celebrity Mastermind. Went and was the deputy for Celebrity Mastermind.
Yeah.
And then came back and did the... what's it called? Great North Run.
All right, yeah.
Oh, Great North Run, that's my run.
You're good to see
you. Do
it
if you like, you don't have to.
Never mind, celebrity mastermind.
Let it go, Rob.
Yeah, and that was just after Dad died. And it's, it's processing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Running speeds up processing.
Yeah, and there's a... And I don't know whether drink does.
No.
Or does it a bit? I don't know.
Well, it's
does it a bit. Is it an accelerant?
Well, you were saying about a difficult thing with painkillers. I think that it's funny, isn't it? Because I do think.
Not long term, obviously.
You know, it just.
Not long term, but I think it would have felt a bit odd to say, right, I'm not doing Marathon de Sable, and then just immediately start planning for the next race and get graphs out and whatever. I don't know. I felt like I had to let it go a bit.
Yeah,
I felt I had to. But I think I maybe wallowed for like 2 days too many.
Yeah. You can't plan your wallow.
Over wallow. Yeah. Well, no, I did. I planned it. I scheduled it. Literally said wallow. nice. I had two little bottles of Prosecco while watching Man United Bournemouth. Then I had a really nice bottle of red, and then I just tucked into the old wallow fest.
Yeah, you see. Well, I just had. I knew I was going to stop drinking for 2 months, so I thought I'd get a bit of a run up.
Yeah.
So there was no wallowing as such.
No.
I think I slightly deliberately...
It was just more of a sprint finish.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. I stocked up. So we'll see how that goes. But now I feel good about it. I'm going to do it. But actually, I did say to myself, I said, there's going to be a day, one day soon, where you think, I'm not feeling it. I'm not interested. Don't care about the training. And all I want to do is have a drink. And I'm still not going to have one.
Right.
Are you ready for that day?
Okay.
Like the training day, like the run you don't want to do, you know?
Yeah.
This is the good thing is, as you know, with me.
Yeah.
I'm good at rules.
Yeah.
And them's the rules. I keep seeing this today. That's the third one I've seen. Car with a...
Is that some kind of...
It's got some kind of signal.
Is that some kind of signal from the universe?
I think the high winds.
Just get yourself in the back of the boot.
That's going to get in.
Yeah, get in. Got a bit of tarpaulin there, a bit of gaffer tape.
Get the tarp! Sorry, late great Steve Irwin there. Get the tarp!
Just a completely open boot there.
Yeah. As I say, I've seen three. Maybe it's a signal.
Yeah. So if anybody wants some dehydrated packs of vanilla, of banana porridge oats, just give us a shout.
Oh, you're really selling it.
I can do that, yeah. Got lots of freeze-dried, dehydrated food.
Did I say
I've got a very, very small compass.
Yep.
Yeah. I over-ordered on the emergency blankets. I ended up with two for some reason. So if anyone wants an emergency blanket, give us a shout.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wait, and when there's an emergency, get in touch.
Yeah. I never got a whistle. I was going to pick up a whistle on the way. Glad to make that saving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've got one built into my hydration vest.
Yeah. Glad to make that monstrous saving to stop being a drain for a nanosecond.
Great. This book is going to be so much fun.
Just an itemised thing of how much it costs.
That's it. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, absolutely.
The Marathon de Sable and what it cost me.
Yeah. Abandon this plan and all plans.
You're more of a
but right long. Yeah. We want kind of like a
more
Lord of the
a
Rings.
Bitter tirade on class and the Marathon de Sable.
It's Lord of the Rings and Frodo gets about 10 yards past Rivendell and then just sits on a rock going, I mean, why I left the Shire in the first place? Shut up, Sam. The pony's dead.
I saw,
this is weird, right?
Go on.
I was at the boat show, not the show with the boats at the NEC, but the Tassel Castle comedy show, boat show.
Yeah.
In central London, near Embankment Tube. In fact, right near a cabaret, now with Cara Delevingne.
Nice. Good old cabaret.
Yeah, although Rebecca Lucy Taylor, close personal showbiz friend, was celebrated in the role.
Right.
And, didn't see it, so not that close personal showbiz friend. Sorry! Anyway. So I was just walking from Embankment Tube to the Tassel Castle. London Marathon runners, good luck this weekend. We'll know it because it's basically mile 25 point.
It's a great moment in the London Marathon.
Very busy.
That's a great moment.
You know, lots of cars waiting to go around the corner, lots of people in town for their Friday night out.
Yeah.
Pony and Trap. three guys.
Yeah.
Little shaggy little pony.
Right.
And it didn't look like, it wasn't the tourist thing. They were like three guys who'd brought their pony.
Right.
Into central London.
Nice. Good
just
on
trotting
them.
Up and down, jumping the lights.
Nice.
Pulling what? The Huey, going up and down the embankment and coming
what,
back.
What sort of travellers on parade sort of thing?
Yeah, not on parade.
Right, right. Just messing about. Yeah. Just having a laugh. Yeah.
Clip,
yeah.
Clop, clip, clop. Yeah, yeah. And like, I told my daughter, she said, yeah, where did they come from?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did he drive? Was the pony in a little horse box?
Did they drive in, yeah.
Is there a horse box parked in Trafalgar Square?
Yeah.
It was very strange.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure my wife is entirely convinced I didn't hallucinate it. Here they come again.
The funniest thing.
Can you see them, Paul? There they are. Here they come again. It's amazing what you see in London.
It is, yeah. London's great.
You know what you can London's see? You can great. See amazing stuff in Highgate Woods now, at this time.
Surely they'll be opening it up now. Look at that big, that's a huge tree. I don't think I've ever quite noticed that tree.
That one there.
How tall it is. That's a massive tree, isn't it?
It is a big one. Because you get a picture of it with that guy under it for size.
That's huge. Do you want me to, shall I stand under it for scale?
Yeah, go and stand under it.
Yeah. Might get it as a Christmas tree next year for the front room.
Great.
Too big? Do you think it'd be too big for it?
Watch out for the van.
I've got a tree, love.
The great thing about this is that you don't hear the distance between us, so it's like we're going to one of those cloisters where, look at that. What a big one.
Big tree, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a normal-sized tree, but it's not small.
Oh, no, okay.
No one wants to see
thank
me.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you. I mean,
that was very kind.
Do you think that's last year's Christmas tree and they just left it in the garden?
If so, it's grown very
it's
well.
It's grown a lot.
Actually, I saw a field of Christmas trees that near Southwold and they were all tall. And I think someone started farming Christmas trees and then moved on or went out of business or went away.
Right.
Because they're all too big.
Yeah.
But they were definitely Christmas trees.
Whereabouts is that?
That was near Southwold. On my holidays.
I might camp up there at Christmas and make some of that MDS money back.
Yeah. We're trying to sell two big Christmas trees.
Yeah, yeah. Oversized Christmas trees. Get them here. Oversized. Completely impractical.
Can't fit in the house.
Can't fit in the house. Completely.
Can't get in the car.
No use to anyone anywhere, anytime.
It's a fine line, isn't there, between
£120, mate.
Starting a new small business and just standing in a field.
Rachel, I've got a new business. Oh, that's good. Maybe you'll be less of a drain. What's he doing? Selling oversized Christmas trees that nobody
oversized
wants.
Oversized Christmas trees. Yeah. Get your oversized Christmas trees. Yeah. Come to Suffolk.
Drive all the way to Suffolk for a tree that you can't pack, don't use.
Oh, pony. You can have one. You can have one. Yeah. You can't fit it on the cart, mate. Well.
Oh.
So, yeah, we want to know, on the one hand, we're all desperate to know what you're going to do next, and on the other hand, as you say, you should...
Give it space.
Give it a minute, for goodness sake. What is your next appointment, I suppose? When's your next gig?
Well, I'm waiting for the MRI.
Yeah. Well, we were waiting for the MDS.
Yeah. I know.
Sorry, too
soon. Don't count your chickens. No, it's not too soon, it's fine.
One chicken, two chickens. Yeah. I don't know how many chickens I've got, and I don't mind.
I've got gigs the last weekend of April that I'm going to do in Liverpool.
Yep.
Got a week of gigs. I might do some gigs next weekend. We'll see. I was a bit sort of all over the place this weekend. We'll see how I feel. It just feels weird walking around. It's just weird to have something that feels weird when you're walking around.
Yeah, yeah. You're probably injured.
Yeah. But by the same token, it's good to get some, you know, get some money in, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see.
Something. I just wondered when you were going to be going. I wonder what the next point in your diary was, the next point of the calendar, you know.
Yeah. And then I'm doing the London Marathon at the weekend.
Yeah, good idea.
Just thought I'd just drop in.
Yeah, yeah.
They said just do it. Why not? So I'm after sub-3. I might write a book about it.
Yeah, yeah. Write a book about not doing it and how much it costs. And when you weren't allowed in the woods.
Let's give a...
What, desert? They didn't even let me in the woods.
The massive sign, too sandy, can't run. Got all the way there. They didn't let me do the MDS. Oh, 6.5 grand. Should we give some tips to marathon runners?
Let's do that. We'll make a video when we're done.
All right, I think. Go on then.
Because if we do it now, it'll be too late, Paul.
Right.
It's going to be too late.
Yeah.
I've just got to work out what I've got here.
Oh, we've got some
PBs. I've got some
PBs.
Bits of paper. We've got some excellent PBs.
Yeah, that's great.
Very exciting times. It is the season. Everyone's doing exciting stuff.
Yeah.
And, but it's funny.
Just throwing it out there. Has anyone else ever been run over by dogs? Because it's happened to me twice now. I'm just sort of reaching out, just saying, has this happened whilst running?
Yeah. Dog down.
That's just a reach out.
It rings a bell. I feel like I've heard the story before, but then I'm thinking it might have been you the other time.
Yeah.
Dog trip.
Yeah.
Trip hazard. Yeah. I had one the other day. Around town, you do get the wind-out wire leads.
Yeah.
You've got to keep an eye out for those, haven't you?
Yeah. But this is strictly... This is dog collisions with dogs.
Actual dogs.
That lead to being sent airborne. So go on then. Shall we do the PBs?
Yeah. We've got some good ones here.
And congratulations to everyone. I present these without bitterness.
Off he goes.
So happy for you all.
Yeah.
Actually, brilliant. James
I'm just
Henderson.
Really feeling the. Sorry, I've just done that. Well, come back to. I'll tell you in a minute. James Henderson.
James Henderson, Brighton Marathon. In italics, warm.
Yeah.
A warm
yeah.
day at Brighton. 5 hours and 22.
It was a lovely sunny day
Fantastic.
In Brighton, and
well
they
done,
didn't.
James.
They hadn't said that the weather reports did not predict that. So
right.
I've forgotten that. So
well done, James.
Well
That's
done,
amazing.
James.
Awesome. PB in the marathon. Pete Winder.
Fast.
Easing World, first in age, second overall. He's going to end up running in the Olympics, this guy, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah.
With the trajectory he's on.
Yeah,
it's only a
yeah.
matter of time. 18.54.
We just gave Pete a parkrun PB a couple of weeks ago. I think he's just shaved like
he's
on couple a couple of seconds off
he's
his...
He's on an absolute rampage, 2 seconds off his parkrun PB.
No, but that's me. I'm trying to remember. I don't know if
All
that
right,
2 seconds is true.
No, but that's
but whatever
amazing.
Whatever it is, I mean, the shaving is it's
Pete,
is amazing.
Whatever you're doing... You're doing it right.
Well and Poppy's daughter running brilliantly. She was second in
second
her age category as well.
Fantastic. Guy Brint, York Park Run. Really enjoying seeing these PBs happen. Of course, mate.
Yeah, Guy said
You're
he spent
the happening.
A couple
the guy.
Of years running and fighting it and then 18 months just full of run enthusiasm and now just reaping the rewards.
Good for him. Run enthusiasm, that's a good word.
Yeah.
21 minutes and 7 seconds. Well done, Guy. Let's
go
celebrate
guy.
Your enthusiasm. That's right, brilliant.
I'm just going to take a picture of this lovely this park. Going down through these blossoms. Well done, guys. Sorry, who's next?
Paul Deering.
That's our friend.
We've both met Paul Deering.
Yeah, Paul gave us booze on our 400th episode.
Oh, he's a lovely guy, yeah.
Well,
we really like him.
That's a winning manoeuvre.
We really like
him. We're big
we
fans
really
of
like Paul.
And also, I saw Paul. This is Brighton Marathon, right? I bumped into Paul almost literally. You've got to be careful who and what you bump into when you're out running.
Yeah, of course.
I bumped into him in Preston Park.
Right.
And but it was funny. He dropped some salt sticks on the ground. I said, you're dropping your salt sticks.
Yeah.
And I was dropping everything on the ground.
Right.
I had a rucksack that I had to pack into a bag, and it was before I shook off my rucksack and jam jar.
Right.
So nice to see you, Paul. Sorry about the stress.
Yeah, that's great,
congratulations.
Mate. Brighton. Brighton Marathon. Warm and windy, but loved every minute. Fantastic. Yeah. 5 minutes off his PB. Smashed through the 4-hour barrier. 3 hours, 57:23. Well done. That's great. Well done, Paul.
Huge.
We like booze.
Yeah. And thank
when
you.
We see you give
Thanks
us booze.
To the booze. Yeah, yeah. See you at the 500. Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, 500.
Take your booze. Andrew Bates, well done, mate. His first 20 miler. Kielder, challenging hilly.
Yeah.
A hilly 20 miler. That's going to be tough.
Yeah,
isn't
that's
it?
That's
your
that's
first
a
20 miler. That's
Although
a
he did
one.
Actually, this You're is the PB, that. But he went out. It's, of course, it's a default PB. But we celebrate default PBs.
Yes. 3
because
hours
Because it's still a PB. It's
still
not
a PB.
Your
it's
fault
the first time I've ever done, and it's your personal best over 20 miles.
He went running the next day, you know. That was on Saturday. He was out running again on Sunday.
Good for him.
You guys are mad.
Yeah, that's great.
Or have proper jobs.
Stuart,
some combination
Stuart
of those
Strath. Round the house is 10K in Grangemouth.
Yes.
Albeit she was second best in the course PB. He 1 minute and 48 seconds off,
which is again
it's,
been running really
massive.
Well and getting PBs.
Yeah, it's
nearly
massive.
2
massive.
Minutes.
These are huge chunks, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
47 minutes and 9 seconds. Yeah. Well run, Stupot.
Huge. Well done, Stupot. Well done, LB. And Abby wasn't feeling it. Apparently, she's got a bit of a calf thing, and she had a cold, and she's still got her second best time.
That's great.
So
good for her.
They're
good
incredible
for her. Progress.
Strats.
Progress
Go strats.
Made.
We have some more here. These are specifically Manchester Marathon PBs.
Manchester, all right, mate.
This is absolutely immense. Mickey Meehall, Mac, we see on Twitter.
Is there another? Is there a more Mancunian name in history?
Mickey Mouse Marathon Taylor, Manchester. He got an 11-minute PB. Well, he said he's broken today, and it's understandable.
I'm not surprised. Yeah, good for him. Good for Mickey. 3 hours 15:41 Yes. There's something about the 3:15 thing that's quite. I don't know, it just speaks to a certain quality, doesn't it? There's something about, do you know what I mean, of the race. There's something about 3:15. It's a significant time to achieve. I mean, they all are, don't get me wrong. There's a hierarchy of times, but 3:15 is what, I don't know, it's
something pretty you've done massive, really well there. Well, it's kind of like, you know, like you say, if you're going, you did sub 3, and then once you get to times with the 2 in it, you're talking about being sort of international and world records and things. But the thing about running something like 3:15 is you're in that world of runners who could run, I don't know. It's like an incredible sub 4. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's I tripped over then and bumped into Paul. Well, I really thought I was going to push him over. Yeah.
Well, it's 2:1:37:30 half marathons back to back. I mean, that's serious running.
Yeah,
Lee Thomas, well done, mate. First
also,
marathon.
I didn't want to drop it, but I just see that time and think that's amazing. And that's I did that once.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't imagine it, Paul.
No, I know. It's
10 years ago, though. It's 10 years ago, isn't it?
Lee Thomas, first marathon, silver. So I would say that's his silver in terms of his aim, gold, silver, bronze.
Yeah, we don't know what the gold was. It's amazing, really, because his
first marathon.
Your speed chance in the year's silver aim was pretty impressive, and also a satisfying goal here.
Yeah, his first marathon, sub 4, 3 hours 59:37.
Huge.
Well done. Massive.
I don't know what the
well
hell
done.
Your gold was. What were you planning to do, Lee? Win?
Yeah, that's a great first marathon. Alistair Poppins.
Yes.
What a delightful name.
Yes.
22-minute PB. Get out of town.
That's big,
come on,
isn't
mate.
It?
What are you doing?
22 minutes.
Was he flying?
Yeah. Last time he did it, must have stopped to watch an episode of Neighbours.
Yeah. 3 hours 59:14.
Another
smashing the 4 hour.
Wonderful sub 4.
I feel a bit bad now going on about the 3:15.
It's a different thing.
It's only because that you know when that sort of clubland. That's a bit of a clubland reference when people start to get around the 3:15.
And your PBs they're between you and you.
Yeah, they're
you
know? All.
If you
of course,
get your best ever time. You get best ever time. And we really do believe that. So.
Yeah, of course. My goodness, Joanna Shady. Joanna Scarda ran first 20.
Now, this is an issue I want to know because Joanna was doing the Manchester Marathon and I haven't heard from her. So I don't know how it went. And sorry to ask if you didn't have a good one or even if it was medium or whatever.
You're the one.
But Joanna was in training for the Manchester Marathon, ran her first 20-miler in 2 hours 27:22.
Was that in training?
That was in training.
My goodness.
And that was at an event in the Isle of Man.
She's going.
And apparently,
that was the
record of
females
of
over 55.
Yeah, for females over 55. Record by 43 minutes. So I'd be interested to hear how the Manchester Marathon went. But ultimately, whatever happened in Manchester, that training run was one of those, wasn't it? One of those ones you get along the way. So congratulations, Joanna. And I hope Manchester did go well.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome. Thank you for sharing. And well done, everyone.
And thank you, Paul, for coming out today.
It's been good fun. I've really enjoyed it.
It worried me a bit that we ran and then
well,
you
no,
stopped.
It's just feels weird and odd and maybe not right. Yeah. But it's been really useful to have a chat about
it. You know what
you
need? Expensive doctors.
That's what I need. I need to throw more money at it whilst bringing absolutely none into the house. That's a trap, isn't it? But, you know, people can't afford to work out what's even wrong with them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
The great thing is that we work in an industry that is strengthening all the time.
Yeah,
with the
wages
climbing
with
inflation year in, year out.
Keeping touch with inflation.
A huge celebration of the older generation of comedians.
Definitely value older talent and experience and quality above anything
else. It is a meritocracy.
And that does get rewarded. Yeah, that does get rewarded.
Plus, travel is convenient and cheap.
See, one of our mates, I'm not going to mention his name, but I reached out to him. He'd, out of our generation, just had a full-on breakdown, hadn't gigged for 3 months, and just I reached out to him on Facebook, and he was just like, he's had a breakdown, bless him, but he was smashed at 7:30 in the morning on vodka and orange juice.
Ooh.
Good times.
Yeah.
But it's getting better now. We managed to get into a dry-out clinic. And
that's
the thing that we need to remember as we... As we moan about wages as stand-ups, there is an achievement in continued survival within the industry
because
the fallout rate is high, man.
Yeah,
it
and
really
and life, yeah. life is hard.
Yeah,
we're
yeah,
doing
totally.
All right.
Of
you know,
course,
we don't want to moan. We sort of
we're not moaning. Oh, we're going for runs. We're happy. We're happy with the community running commentary. I'll tell you what, as well, while I'm at it, I really like to thank everyone for the support that they've given me throughout this. It's not really my nature to share too much on social media because there's so many bigger things going on in the world. But yeah. It's just been really nice. People reaching out, giving me advice, giving me tips, or just saying that they're sorry. And I have found it quite moving. I'll be honest.
It's
been really
and a wonderful
it's been
democracy
really helpful.
Of
it's
good
really
advice
helpful.
And bad advice.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing. People project. You just ask. It's just a laugh, isn't it? But not really. To be fair, there's a difference to the comments on running commentary and the comments in on my page, on my sort of homepage.
Yeah.
Got a lot of homepages. I'll just do it anyway. Take some tramadol. Just get it. Because to them, it's just entertainment. Your life's just entertainment to them.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny to them to have you broken in the middle of the desert, trammed up.
Runners are nicer than comedians. we're allowed to say this because we're both.
But is that another robin?
Yeah. Did you just spot it? He spotted a bird.
Certainly. Oh. Certainly more understanding of what it's all about. And also, it sort of taught me something. It's just like, I didn't want to line up injured.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in that kind of David Goggins kind of heroism of, you know, I limped for 152 miles and I've done myself damage, but who cares? I got the job done.
Yeah.
That's not who I am, really.
I
want to line up as fit as I can. And I don't mind, as I said before, I don't mind getting a bit broken by the event, but I didn't want to line up broken. It's not really it would have felt a bit dishonest. It wouldn't have felt right.
Yeah. It's not your story. It's not your bag.
No, it's not who I am, really. So, sincerely, thank you to the support I've had. It's been really appreciated.
Well, here's to it. And yeah. Get better.
And to the people who shut Highgate Wood today, tell me what you can do.
No, don't go back. That was nice what you just said. Keep it positive. And this is it. I'm going in. If anyone's got anything, we're going to be comparing notes in the next couple of months on the road to the 100K.
Yeah.
I feel good about it. I bought myself some vegan fizzy fish yesterday.
Nice.
I need to get on the longest run to try those bad boys out.
Yeah.
It sounds
yeah.
amazing to me. But well done again, all those PBs. If you do, by any chance, hear this before the weekend and you're doing the London Marathon, have a good one there.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Quite a fun event.
Yeah, yeah.
I reckon a few people are going down.
Yeah, it should be good. That's in London, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. It's sprawling.
And not many, it's only about 200 people doing it.
That's right.
Yeah, it should be fine.
It's barely notes
it's happening.
Yeah. So all, but if you're at the London Marathon, just all round to Paul's afterwards.
Trade.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thanks for listening. Remember, you can subscribe to us on Acast Plus now for ad-free listening and more.
Happy running. Love you.
Kiss, kiss.